From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Zimbabwe opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai says the role of his party is to create a democratic alternative to the ZANU-PF party. That's the party of President Robert Mugabe, who is being placed under military custody.
Remember, this is an intra-ZANU-PF struggle. It has nothing to do with the people. The people have yet to decide what form of government they need.
In the first round of negotiations over how President Robert Mugabe will leave power, the Zimbabwean leader met Thursday with the army commander who put him under house arrest and mediators, including South African cabinet ministers and a Catholic priest. At least 10 people have been killed and many more were wounded by a suicide bomb attack near a political gathering in the Afghan capital of Kabul. Kabul Police Chief Spokesman Abul Basir Mujahid.
7 policemen were martyred in this incident and sacrificed their lives to prevent civilian casualties, and 7 others were wounded. 2 civilians were martyred, and 3 others were wounded.
The Islamic State group claimed responsibility, while the Taliban denied involvement. Both groups want to impose a harsh version of Islamic law on Afghanistan. The top U.S. representative at the International Climate Talk says the Trump administration still plans to pull out of the Paris Accord, but remains committed to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Judith Garber told the forum Washington remains open to rejoining the Paris Agreement under terms more favorable to the American people. Meantime, she says the United States will continue to be a leader in clean energy and innovation and remains committed to mitigating greenhouse gas emissions. This is VOA News.